Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making your snare snap harder for that pirate radio jungle and old school DNB energy. Today we're not trying to make a huge glossy pop snare. We want something sharper, more urgent, a little rough, and strong enough to cut through chopped breaks, subweight, and respace. Think rave tape, warehouse energy, pirate radio transmission, that kind of pressure. The snare is the attitude. Let's start by opening a new set and setting the tempo somewhere around 165 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle feel, 170 BPM is a really solid place to begin. Now create a MIDI track and load drum rack onto it. That gives us an easy way to build and shape the snare without messing up the rest of the drums. Before you even add effects, choose a snare sample with a strong front edge. That front edge is the most important part. Don't just listen for volume. Listen for the first little attack, the first 10 to 30 milliseconds. If that opening hit is blurred, the snare can feel soft even when it's loud. So start with a snare that already has a sharp transient, maybe a tight acoustic snare, a break snare slice, or a rimshot style hit with some crack. Drag that snare into a pad and drum rack, if you want. Duplicate it or build a second layer later, but first make sure the core sample feels right on its own. That's a big beginner win. A good sample does a lot of the work for you. Now let's tighten the snap. One of the easiest ways in Ableton is with drum bus. Put drum bus on the snare chain or directly on the snare track. Try increasing the transient control a bit, somewhere around 15 to 35. That helps the front of the snare jump out. Add a little drive too, maybe 5 to 15% or just a modest amount, but don't overdo it. If it starts to flatten or lose punch, back off. We want the snare to feel energized, not crushed. If the sample has a long tail, open it in simpler and shorten it. Reduce the release if needed, and keep the snare tight. In fast DNB, the snare has to speak quickly. There's not much time for it to arrive, so the attack has to be obvious. Next, let's build the snare in layers. This is one of the best ways to get that old-school jungle character. Think in jobs. One layer for attack, one for weight, one for dirt. If a layer doesn't clearly do one job, it's probably just clutter. So make one layer that gives you the body. That could be a fuller snare or a short break snare. Then make another layer that gives you the snap. That could be a rimshot, a very tight snare slice, or a bright little top layer. Keep the body layer slightly lower in level, and let the snap layer bring the bite. A good rough balance to start with is the body layer around -6 to -3 dB, and the snap layer around -9 to -6 dB, then adjust by ear. If the snare feels thin, give the bodied layer a small boost around 180 to 250 Hz. If it needs more crack, give the snap layer a gentle boost around 3 to 7 kHz. Just be careful not to boost both layers in the same bright area, or the snare can get harsh instead of hard. Now let's add some pirate radio grit. A little saturation goes a long way here. Put saturator after the snare layers and try around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Turn on soft clip if you like, and then lower the output so the level stays fair. This kind of roughness can make the snare feel like it came off tape, a sampler, or a noisy radio broadcast. That's part of the charm in this style. If you want a dirtier, more vintage texture, you can also try erosion very lightly. Keep it subtle. You're just adding texture, not turning the snare into hiss. The goal is to make it feel alive and slightly worn in, not ruined. After that, clean up the snare with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so you get rid of any unnecessary low end. If it sounds boxy, cut a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs more attack, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. And if it gets too fizzy or tiring, try a small reduction around 7 to 9 kHz. That last part matters a lot. A snare can sound exciting for 8 bars, and then become annoying for a whole tune if there's too much harsh top end. If your ears start getting tired, the snare may be too sharp in the wrong place. Sometimes a small cut is better than turning it down. Now let's give it a little space. For this style, you want depth, not wash. A tiny room or short ambience can make the snare feel like it exists in a warehouse, a stairwell, or a tunnel corner. That's a very useful pirate radio vibe. Use a reverb return track if you can, so the main snare stays dry and punchy. Keep the decay short, maybe around 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, and use only a little send. If the reverb starts to blur the hit, you've gone too far. A dry, focused snare often feels bigger than a wet one, because the ear hears the attack more clearly. So use contrast. Mute the effects now and then and check whether they're really helping. If the dry version feels stronger, trust that. Now place the snare on beat 2 and 4 and listen to it with a break. This is where jungle and old school DnB get interesting. If you already have a chopped break underneath, make sure your main snare isn't fighting the break's snare hit. Sometimes the best move is to keep your main snare a little shorter or a little more mid-forward so it locks with a break instead of competing with it. If the groove feels too rigid, you can use the groove pull for a little swing. But for beginners, I'd keep the main snare on grid first. Let the break slices and ghost notes create movement around it. In DnB, the main snare is often the dependable anchor, and the surrounding drum details do the dancing. Now group your drums and listen to the whole kit. Put the snare in context with kick, break, and bass. This is really important, because a snare that sounds amazing solo can disappear or get messy once the bass comes in. If that happens, don't just turn it up. Check whether the kick or bass is eating the same space, or whether the break is masking the snare transient. Sometimes the answer is to reduce low mids, not increase volume. A light glue compressor on the drum group can help, but only a little. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the kit feel like one unit. If you compress too hard, the snare can lose its front edge and stop feeling snappy. Now let's talk arrangement, because a good snare is not just for the drop. You can use it to build tension. In the intro, maybe the snare is filtered or a bit roomy. In the build, use a short snare roll with repeated 1/16 or 1/32 notes and rising energy. On the drop, let the full snap snare hit on 2 and 4. Then for a switch up, pull the break out for a bar or two and let the snare hit dry and hard. That contrast can be massive. You can also automate the reverb send just before a fill, then pull it back on the downbeat. That little move makes the drop feel bigger without making the whole track washed out. If you want extra intensity, automate a tiny increase in saturate or drive only in the last couple of bars. Small changes like that can make the track feel like it's building pressure. Here's a useful mindset for this whole process. Don't let the snare steal the groove from the break. In jungle, the snare should lock in with the break, not fight it. If the break already has a strong snare, keep your main snare tighter and more focused. Use the layers to define attack, body, and dirt instead of trying to make one sample do everything. If you want to go a bit further, try making three versions of the same snare. One version can be clean and punchy. Another can be dirtier with saturation and a tiny bit of ambience. And a third can be a layered rave snare with a snap layer under the main hit. Then test all three in an 8-bar loop at 170 BPM with a chopped break and sub bass. The one that cuts through the mix without sounding harsh is usually the winner. If the snare hits hard on 2 and 4, stays clear with the break and bass, and still has that slightly rough pirate radio attitude, you're on the right track. That's the kind of snare that gives old-school jungle and DnB its urgent, wired-up energy. So to recap, start with a strong sample, shape the transient, layer for attack and body, add a little saturation, clean up with EQ, and keep the reverb short and controlled. Always check the snare in the full mix. That's where the real test is. Now go build that snare, make it snap, and let it talk back to the bass.